One of the most essential skills you need to master on your life journey is the ability to spend your time and energy managing your health, your relationships, your work performance, and your finances. In today's episode, I'm going to bust wide open the work-life balance myth and introduce you to the simplest way to prioritize all essential areas of your life without neglecting any. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Hello and welcome to another episode of A Higher Branch. If you are new to our community, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes. If you are a regular listener, please leave a review, because the more you guys like this podcast and spread it and give great reviews, it doesn't only inspire me, but it also ranks the podcast higher, so more and more people will be reached. So if you could do that for me, I would really appreciate it. Okay, so I'm going to kick off today's episode by playing a 2-minute snippet from the talk I gave at the Upgrade Your Life event in 2020. I kicked off the event as the first speaker, and we had other speakers, including the likes of David Goggins, Dr. Guy Winch, Jim Quick, and Mark Bunn, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Jen Mann, Alessandra Edwards, and my good friend Carl Honoré from the UK. And I set the context for the event by introducing the 400 odd people that attended the event in Sydney to my 8 areas of life as the framework for all the other speakers. Because by the end of the event, I wanted everyone to walk away, and we actually gave out workbooks as well, so people can actually design a new life, if you like, to upgrade their life for the year. So I wanted people to leave with a framework and to drive the message home on the importance of living holistically in the 8 areas. I used the metaphor from my first book called A Higher Branch. So I'm going to play this little snippet for you now, because it will also set the context for my little episode today. So here goes.
I want you to first imagine that when you were born, your creator or God or the universe planted 8 trees dedicated to you in this beautiful green meadow. And when you were old enough to understand, your creator walked you to the front of these trees and said, "Notice how these trees have branches and a canopy that lean on each other and support one another so they can withstand the winds of change that blow their way." And then your creator said, "For as long as you are climbing each one of these trees of life, they will continue to grow. But the moment you stop climbing them, they will stop growing and stop producing fruit." And then your creator walked you to beneath the trees and said, "Notice how these trees are connected all below the surface through their root system. They feed each other." But then your creator cautioned, "The splendor and the tragedy of these 8 trees of your life is that if one withers and dies, it will impact the health and the happiness of your other trees of life."
So in all my years of coaching, let me tell you, the most tragic thing that I've witnessed is how some of us will focus on one of those 8 areas of life and neglect the others as they evolve from childhood into adulthood. And it's tragic, because one of the reasons why I started the academy, because I witnessed so many of my colleagues. I'm in the legal profession, but I'm also in financial services, and inevitably, the people that are in your industry become your friends. And it was tragic to see how some of them, in their quest to climb the corporate ladder or pursue their wealth, they ended up destroying their health. They ended up with diabetes, depression, divorce, family members that don't talk to them. So yes, they achieved monetary success, but it's a messed up definition of success. For me, success should be defined holistically. For me, wealth isn't about having money. It's about having great great relationships. It's about having good health, energy levels. It's about having peace of mind. It's about having friends that inspire you and make you laugh. It's about having the opportunity to continue to learn and grow. It's about having work that fulfills you and working with a team that inspires you. That, for me, is real wealth. I was lucky enough to design the eight areas of life when I was 19 years of age, because I had a defining moment. That was one of two defining moments in my life. And both of those defining moments for me personally, there have been other defining moments, of course, like getting married, having children. But the personal defining moments that shaped me as a human was one at the age of 19, where I designed my first framework for a higher branch called the Eight Areas of Life, or in my book, A Higher Branch, I call it the Eight Trees of Life. And the second defining moment was at the age of 35, which I will discuss at another time. And that's when I designed my second framework called the Circle of Conscious Living. And if you've attended any of my events, you'll know what those two mean. But even if you have, stick with me on this episode, because I really want to remind you about the importance of living a holistic life and living a complete life. So at the age of 19, I gained entry into university, was studying law, and it was the first year where they allowed students to go directly from school straight into university. Prior to that, you had to be a mature age student with another degree under your belt. So I turned up to these lecture theatres, and I was one of only two other students who gained entry direct from school in that university. And there was older people there wearing suits. They had important jobs. They turned up to lectures after work, and I felt like I was out of my depth. So what I did was I thought, well, I'm not as smart as these guys. And that school I did extremely well. I was a high achiever. So that was my expectation of myself. So what did I do? I started ignoring other parts of my life. I started focusing all my attention on my studies. So I spent never-ending hours in the library reading law reports and completely redlined when it came to my work. That was my work. My study at the time was my work. My marks started to deteriorate. And the harder I tried, the worse my results were. I wasn't eating well. I stopped hanging out with my friends. I barely saw my family. I didn't have time for a girlfriend or dating. So I had no other focus in my life except for my studies. And instead of achieving in my studies, I was actually doing really poorly. So I became anxious about university, and I became then unhappy. And this went on for a few months, to the point where I think by today's standards, I was probably suffering from depression. I remember one day in particular, it was late afternoon, I got in the car and I put on some music and started driving. I came to a shopping center, and I remember parking in that shopping center. It was late, it was dark, it was winter, the rain was falling. Nobody could really see inside the car, and I was just sitting there listening to music. And for some reason, I noticed at the corner of my eye on the left-hand side was a newsagent. So I went inside and I came out. For whatever reason, I don't know what made me buy it, was this leather journal, and it was in plastic wrapping. So I then got into the car and drove off. And I remember going to these Japanese gardens near my place. It was getting late and it was dark. And I unwrapped the journal and started writing in it. And I had this epiphany, and I realized in the moment then that I was unhappy and I was anxious and I was doing poorly. It's because I stopped living a holistic life. I was neglecting all other areas of my life. And in that moment, I actually started sketching what is now the eight areas of life. And it's a diagram that depicts the eight areas, showing there's a symbiotic relationship between all of them. And I started sketching what I thought were my eight fundamental needs as a human. And these needs are universal to all of us. So I first started writing down what the needs were before I came up with the title. And I drew a circle in the middle for my health. And then I drew seven other circles around my health. And the first one was love for intimacy. The third was family for support. The fourth was work for fulfillment. The fifth one was friendship for belonging and fun. Back then, I wrote the word fun underneath it, but it evolved into belonging because that is the true essence of friendship. It fills a fundamental human need for belonging. And then I wrote after friendship learning. And underneath that, I put the word growth. And then the next circle, I wrote the word wealth. And underneath that, the word freedom, because that's what wealth represents. And lastly, I wrote the word charity. And underneath that, I wrote the word contribution. And they were the eight fundamental human needs: energy, intimacy, support, fulfillment, belonging, growth, freedom, and contribution. And that was my defining moment, because after that point, I realized there and then, and I started writing profusely in my diary what I'm going to share with you now on how to live what I call a holistic life, a complete life, where work is just one element that gives you fulfillment. And it's about filling those eight fundamental human needs. I consider myself lucky to have gone through that period, even though it was so painful at the time. And it went on for many months. It led me to that point where I had that breakthrough. I started living by the eight areas of life. And my life really completely turned a new page. And my success started materializing before my eyes. As I lived by these eight areas, they became my roadmap for life, my guide to life. Now, before I teach you the method that I started living by at the age of 19, I want to tell you the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to having life balance or lack of completeness in their life, where they are neglecting one of those eight fundamental human needs. And it is this: in the early years, when we are children, what do we focus on? Family, friendship, and then learning at school. But really, learning at school is rote, and certainly in my day, it was the worst way to learn, when you're just told to sit still behind a desk and pay attention and wait for the school bell. It wasn't learning in the way that I teach it now, and I know it and I live by it. And then what happens as we get older and we get to graduate school, we meet a partner, and what happens? We may go to university, but then we fall in love with someone. And then suddenly we leave our family behind, ignore our friends, we stop learning, and we focus on the tree of love. And we become obsessive about seeing that partner. If you've ever experienced this before, you'll know exactly what I mean, right? Where you suddenly focus all your attention and energy on that tree of life and neglect the other seven areas. And then what happens? Then you become serious, and maybe you got in a long-term relationship with that person. And then maybe you decide to live together or get engaged. And then what happens? Suddenly you hit with the realization that, hey, I'm building a future with this person. We need to save money. We need to buy a place for us to live. We need to buy a car. And then what do? We start focusing on work. And then when we focus on work, we become obsessive about that. And then we start ignoring the tree of love. We start ignoring our friendships. We even start ignoring our family. We don't see our mum and dad as much, or our brothers and sisters, or whoever it is that you're close to when it comes to your family. It could be your nieces or nephews. And we stop learning, and we just focus, and we get all our meaning from that area, work. And then what happens? Fast forward, we possibly have children. And then all our focus goes to our family and then our work. Then we realize that, hey, we need to pay off the mortgage to spend time with the family. So then we start focusing on our wealth. Then we ignore our family. And then as we get older and older, all those years of redlining at work, our health starts to deteriorate. We start noticing that our energy levels is dipping, and we need coffees to keep our energy levels up. Or we may go to the doctor and find out that we have some health issues. And this is really the evolution that most people, most of my generation anyway, went through. We became a cautionary tale for the millennials. So the question is then, how do you achieve a holistic life? How do you achieve completeness in your life? So I want you to do this brief activity in your mind. I want you to, and if you can't do it now because you're driving and you prefer to write things down, wait till a little bit later when you're in front of a pad and you have a pen in your hand. So I want you to write down the eight areas of life. If you want a diagram of the eight areas, head over to ahigherbranch.com. Scroll down the homepage, right in the middle there, you'll see a diagram. Now I want you to prioritize the eight areas from your most important to your least important. After you prioritize it, then I want you to ask yourself this question: am I spending my time and energy on the areas of priority. In other words, am I spreading my time and energy across the eight areas in proportions that is consistent with my priorities? Now, in an ideal world, you shouldn't have to prioritize. In an ideal world, you should be devoting as much time and attention to each one of these eight areas. And the secret to doing that is by having written goals and dreams in each of these eight areas. You see, what happens is when you start living holistically, you will start to experience an energy explosion, and that gives you enough energy and enough time to spread across all eight areas. That was certainly my experience. So I know you might be sitting there thinking, Sam, I don't have time, I don't have the energy to devote to all these eight areas. That's because the irony is that you are not living holistically to begin with. You see, your energy will start to go up and up as you devote more and more time to each one of these eight areas. So you will end up having more time and more energy. It's just a phenomena that happens. Now, I'm speaking from experience, and I don't share anything with you that I haven't personally lived by. And I want to finish by giving you this activity to do. When you're in front of your journal, I want you to write down what is your goals and what are your dreams in each of the eight areas. Just start with that. In future episodes, I'm going to take you through the five-step process for achieving your goals in each of those eight areas, and the difference between goals and dreams, and how one engages the heart, the other one engages the mind, and it's the partnership of the two that will help you achieve your goals and your dreams. But for now, I just want you to know that a complete set of goals will give you a complete life. And now you have the eight areas of life as your roadmap. And let me tell you, when you know where you are going in life, then the journey becomes a lot more exciting and a lot more easier. But when you're meandering, then you inevitably will become lost, stale, or stuck. And I actually produced an episode on that phenomena on the 30th of October when we kicked off this season of A High Branch. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you know someone that could benefit, please share it with them. I'm on a mission to change as many lives as possible, and I always strive to give practical and prescriptive advice. I hope it's helped you. And please, if you've enjoyed this episode, give us a rating and a review on Apple or Spotify, whatever you listen to. Okay, and that's all for me for today. And I'm going to leave you with the same message I leave with you every day. And that is, every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to hit the reset button and start fresh. On that note, have a great day and live consciously, my friends.